Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful March 18, 2013. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome y'all to the wonderful Off-Ramp, where it's a show that you can have a voice. You don't have to be an expert. All these radio shows on the radio saying they're experts, so you have to listen to what they say. We do the opposite. This is your show. You call in, you have a voice. You don't have to be an expert or nothing. If you got an opinion, call on up, 646-915-8680. Hit us on Facebook, The Off-Ramp. Do whatever you need to do to get at us, man. We love talking about all types of different topics, man. Sports, love, you know, anything. Business, money, anything you want, we love talking about, man. So I'd like to introduce myself. I'll be the host for the proceedings this evening. It's your host, Beach Bum Gun. Hit me up on Twitter, at Beach Bum Gun. Got my two co-hosts with me, co-piloting this nice ship, but we're not, like, fighting Denzel, man. We don't crash. We're just taking a hire. Say what's up, co-host, my man, Mr. Righteous. Say what's up to the people.
What's going on, folks?
Yeah, yeah. M Extra Money, what up?
What's good? What's good? How's everybody doing today?
Hey, man, it's another case of the Mondays, man. I got a little case of the G, but I'm all right. So for all the party people out there, if you don't know about the G, let me tell you a quick story so you know what we're talking about. There was a time, I say, in the spring of 2003, a bunch of college students went down Panama City to party with white folks. It was a bunch of black dudes and a man wanting to party with white folks. Went down there in Panama City, Florida, had an amazing time, the best times of our lives. But we had to drive down there. On the way to drive back, we had a dude in a car named G. Yo, one minute we was playing basketball. We stopped in Georgia. They had a little racist court out there. We was out there hooping. The next thing you know, this dude was shivering in the back of the van. We thought he was going to die, yo. The next thing you know, he didn't die. We got back to Maryland, right? He was still shaking the ship. I mean, sweating profusely, yo. We thought he was a goner, yo. Thought he was going to carry his casket. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. It was like outbreak, yo. One minute he was fine. Next minute he was dying. Then as soon as we got back, yo, one by one, everyone else in that van got sick, yo. We all went down like a week later, yo. It was something you've never seen before. The germ was airborne, yo. Ain't nobody touched that dude. Nobody sat near him. Nothing, yo. But we all got done. So I got a little case of the G. And once it's with you, it never goes away. We're going to go ahead and go forward with that. Got a couple topics I want to talk to tonight. Right off the bat, did y'all just see the Heat-Boston game? What a finish.
I did. That's why I was a little late. I apologize. But, yeah, I was definitely watching it.
Nah, I ain't see that joint. I was playing ball myself. I just got done.
Oh, okay. What you doing, man? Playing mini basketball?
Nah, man. We got open gym, yo, at St. Stevenson, yo.
Saying, where's that at? Oh, man, we could discuss that later, man. So would you put down the court to about 6 feet, yo, so you could dunk?
No. You come with the Duke. Already.
How was the runs out there? You get a good workout in?
Yeah, man. I got me a couple runs in, man. It was pretty cool, man. It's organized. I never see it. It's organized street ball, yo.
Like
the dude runs it, and you bring your teams in, and then he just pretty much puts you up against different people, and then he just, after everybody plays each other once, then they start all over again, but then you start at the bottom, like one playing nine or something like that, so... Organized street ball, yo. I've never seen it before, but it's cool.
Sounds good, man. We need more programs like that around the country, man, to, you know, keep these kids out the streets, man. Keep them active, man. Sounds good. Keep it up. Make sure you bring some knuckleheads in there, man. Keep them off them streets. Got a couple topics I want to get with y'all, man. We're going to hop on to a serious note. Did y'all hear about the Stubbornville, Ohio rape case with the two football players in high school? Man, that dream was crazy. A verdict came down, they were guilty of basically, I don't think they were convicted of actual rape, but I got to read the conviction again. But basically, this girl got, it was at a party, high school kids, right? It was at a party, you know what I mean? They're in Stubbornville, Ohio, so it couldn't mean anything was going on. I mean, just imagine some place named Stubbornville. You probably never heard of it, and it's probably why, because it's nothing out there. But they're real big on high school football, Friday Night Lights type stuff. Some girl got white girl wasted, passed out, apparently. Because all apparently, because some people say she was still conscious. But these two black dudes proceeded with their camera phone to finger her and film it. One dude pulled his meat out and was, like, slapping her in the face with it. Other people saw this and was like, you know what I mean, oh, this girl's just dumb and all this other stuff. So they let it happen. And this girl was from Michigan, so she wasn't even from Ohio. So she was probably there visiting somebody, got wasted. So these kids got convicted of rape and are now basically will be in jail until they're at least 18 and juvenile. Maybe even 21. They don't have to register for sex offenders because, you know, they're minor, so their record will probably be expunged. But I guess my point is this. As sad as it sounds, I say they got exactly what they deserve. I don't feel like you should, if your kid is dumb enough, now I understand kids make mistakes, but if a girl is basically unconscious, and your kid is dumb enough to pull his meat out, slap her in the face with it, and film it, he deserves to get arrested. Mr. Righteous, what you think?
I totally agree. I mean, that was just plumb dumb. That's something you just don't do. I get uncomfortable when it's a bunch of dudes and one girl is around. That's uncomfortable for me. I got to leave that situation. Because you never know what might happen. Even if she was unconscious, and then say if she was, like, really going after one of the dudes and he wasn't feeling her, man, she could drum up any type of story, and the police will believe it in a heartbeat, yo, and everybody would get arrested. So, I mean, they stupid for putting themselves in that situation, for one, and they stupid for putting it on social media, too. And, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, they're gonna be registered as sex offenders, I guess, until the judge decides on how long they be registered for, and which sucks because you can't get no job. They ain't going to be able to get no job unless they start their own business.
Hey, extra money, what you got?
Man, I agree, man. That was just so stupid, though. Like, I think they should actually be sex offenders just because of the simple fact of the act, that they're being incoherent. If she wasn't incoherent, it's the fact that they were going to do that with someone who they felt like they could take advantage of. I mean, I think that it should just be classified as that and then let them, you know what I mean, they'll be alive regretting that. Because I kind of don't agree with the whole expungement thing. I mean, just because of the nature of the case. I mean, that shit shouldn't be nothing to be played around with. And a girl will never remember that. She got video all that's out there. Probably if they put it on social media, that shit can haunt her. And yet they can leave jail and they'll have no traces of that ever in their record. I just don't think that's one-sided in our system.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Let me ask you a quick question. I got a couple calls on the line. I know y'all been holding. I'm going to get to y'all in a quick second. Let me play devil's advocate for a minute. They never found any type of drugs in the system. So is the girl is she culpable for being that intoxicated in a room of people that she didn't know? Because apparently they said that she just went in there off top and started taking shots. And she's known for this. So people obviously know her, and they said that's why no one helped her. Because she's known to get this drunk to pass out. Is she partially responsible for the events that take place?
I think she's responsible in the terms of her getting alcohol, but she ain't responsible for what the dudes did. I mean, you get wasted and pass out in the middle of the street, somebody rob you. That's not your fault for passing out in the middle of the street. I mean, or that person robbing, they're culpable for their own actions. So, yeah, she shouldn't have took that many shots. She shouldn't have been able to drink responsibly and not pass out or not get that belligerent. But at the same time, they don't give nobody a right to sexually assault anybody just because they see that opportunity. So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just asked. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
No, I was just saying I agree to that, too, because, I mean, although she got pissy, poor, blastered, drunk, that still doesn't give the right somebody to do stuff like that. That's all.
I'm just saying, look, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to make light of the situation. I might be because, you know what I mean, that's just how it's just my personality. I'm not perfect. But if you're in a room passed out full of drunk teenagers, I mean, if I'm passed out in one of the college parties, I know somebody's drawing something on my face. Somebody's going to do something if I'm the first one passed out in a room full of drunk people. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If you pass out in a room full of drunk teenagers early, but you're the first one passed out, should you not be expected to get teabagged?
I mean, really? No, because you don't know who expects who knows that they're going to, first of all, who knows they're going to pass out? And another thing, who would think that they were just going to be going to, now I understand, like, people, you know, doing the dumb stuff, drawing, putting shaving cream on face, that's pranking stuff, but to go as far as rubbing your penis on somebody's mouth, as far as putting your fingers inside of her, that's way too far, man. I mean, pranking is one thing, but going doing something like that, that's way too far, dude. I mean, that you can't play devil's advocate with that. That's just way too far.
Right, that's way too far. And honestly, whoever her friends were, or if she had any at that party, they should be fucking held accountable too. That's crazy, though. Like, I will fight every, if that happened to me and y'all were there, like, I swear to God, I was going to fight y'all too, along with the people. Like, it's just fucking crazy. Like, how would their friends just let her sit there and watch them if they were watching? Like, I know the buzz was around that. Like, unless she didn't have no friends, she can't. That's just crazy. I don't know. That's wild.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. It's a bad situation, and it's just... It's just tough to hear that type of stuff, man. But I'm not going to take too long on the negative topic. I got a call from the 646. What's going on? You live on the off ramp. Who am I speaking with? All right. Well, it's good seeing that you're still on the line. Feel free to jump in if you got anything to talk about. All right, we want to go into another little topic that's in the news. We can talk about the tournament. We got all week to talk about the tournament. So, any of y'all hear about, here go my man. From one negative topic to one of the most positive brothers I've ever met in my life, always supporting. He's trying to change the day, trying to change the world one day at a time with his positivity and his good words. Billionaire Brown, welcome to the off-ramp again. Love hearing from you. How you doing, good sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Beach Buff?
Hey man, I got no complaints, man. I got my head in this real silver dollar, man. Joey's good, man. I'm proud of you. I'm almost done it.
Thank you, man. I'm sitting here, you know, listening to your show, and one of the first shows that I heard. It's funny y'all talking about what you're talking about tonight, but one of the you just said, you know, you give credit, you know, to the situation that's going on. But, you know, anybody that puts themselves in that type of position. But you remember the call that you had when you was talking about Lil Wayne messing with Chris Bosh's girl, and you said if you was really being honest, you would get somebody, you would find somebody with AIDS. You went off-ramp with your comment, but it was kind of cool. But you was talking about you would find somebody with AIDS, you would stick them with it, and you would be like, whatever, how about that? And it's kind of interesting because you see what Lil Wayne is actually going through now. So I just wanted to let you know I'd be listening to your shows definitely on the record. And what you were saying about that, it kind of did come back to him in some form or fashion, but not with the AIDS needle like you would have done.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring that up, and I always appreciate your support again. Go get that real silver dollar, man. Forwarded by Les Brown, written by my man that you're on the phone speaking with, Billionaire Brown. It's a great book, man. I wrote down a lot of notes, got a lot of stuff to discuss with you, but we'll talk about that offline. But speaking of the Lil Wayne situation, I'm glad you got dove into that. We can move on to that next topic. It's crazy that he's dealing with all these seizures now. They had his fake dad Birdman hop on the radio saying that the seizures wasn't caused by alcohol or any kind of drug influence. It was dealt by exhaustion. Now my baby mother, who happens to be my wife, but I've never had a baby mother, so I call her my baby mother now until she has my baby. Anyway, she's in the health profession. She's saying that seizures cannot be caused by exhaustion. So, and it's just like with Billionaire Brown just showed up. I'm a firm believer in karma. I know I got stuff that I'm going to have to answer to when I reach them gates. You know, hopefully he lets me through. Hopefully he doesn't send me back down. But I'm a firm believer in karma. So I always try to treat people great. I don't think it's a coincidence that Lil Wayne less than a month ago went on a rant about how he was having sex with somebody else's wife. It's one thing if you dated someone before, you had a relationship before. Once that person goes and gets married, they built a union with God, they're off limits in my mind. I don't care what your problem is, you know what I mean? Once they're off limits, that as soon as they build a covenant with God, they're off limits to you. If you're still in that lifestyle and you live your lifestyle, you don't bring nobody back in it. And now he's laid up in the hospital. Now, I'm not wishing anything bad on him, but like Billionaire Brown said, he said that about my wife. Finding a dude with AIDS, I'm gonna give him $40 to draw some blood, and I'm going poking. That's just what I'm doing. I'm extra money, yo. You hear about what you think about the Lil Wayne situation? You think it's karma, or you think it's just coincidence?
I mean, I think it's a little both, man. I'm a firm believer in karma. I feel like, you know what I mean, the energy that you put out in the world, the energy that you receive back. So you know, he was putting out some negative energy, and henceforth he got some negative energy back, I think. But at the same time, yeah, I don't know if I agree if I just, you know what I mean, poking somebody with AIDS. I don't know how two wrongs will make a right in that situation, but I think it's crazy, though. I don't know too much about it. I just know about the seizures part. I don't know what caused them or nothing like that. I'm sure they're not really releasing everything. I think it's the truth somewhere built in on the doors, but I just think it's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I believe me, let me get back to you real quick. I'm not trying, two wrongs don't make it right. You're absolutely right. But I ain't trying to make things right. I'm just trying to act revenge. Revenge is mine. Hey, Mr. Righteous, what you think about the Lil Wayne situation?
All them years of all the drug use between the syrup, he probably putting the stuff in his nose and some other, the other nonsense, I mean, and years of it. And then on top of it, these dudes don't live a healthy lifestyle at all. They probably eat all types of nastiness, and with all that on top of it, I mean, it was bound to happen. I mean, you keep filling your body up with all that crap, man. Eventually, your body gonna break down and it's gonna reject something. And I mean, I think he's worse off than what his so-called daddy and his friends are saying, but they just not putting it out there like that. But I think he's worse off than what it is, because he's still in the hospital like right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a firm believer in call. I'm trying to get a hold of to the caller 646. I'm trying to get you on the show. Let you hear your opinion. You back online yet?
They fell asleep.
I don't know. All right, well, hey, whoever got the area code 646, feel free to jump in whenever you want. Try and let you get on the line, but I don't hear from you. You ain't on mute, are you? Nah, I unclicked the mute button. All right, so, but yeah, man, that situation is just, it's just crazy, man. I mean, that karma will definitely come back on you, and I wonder what type of, you know, that he has all these people around here, so his friends, they call him his brothers, you know, he's supposed to be in a gang that's tighter than brothers, he got his dad, Birdman, and all that stuff. But at one point, just like Mr. Wright just said, all that drugs, all the alcohol will eventually catch up to you. Now, they had to have seen this coming because he's had seizures before, and a lot of that codeine. See, I'm gonna give you a quick little medical lesson, real quick. I'm not gonna bog y'all down with all the technical terms because I don't even know them myself. But codeine lowers your seizure threshold. Everyone has a seizure threshold. Everyone in America, right? So the reason why people who have seizures versus people who don't is because their seizure threshold is lower. Now, that could be hereditary. That could be caused by medication you were taking, anything. Well, codeine actually lowers your seizure threshold in high amounts. So all these dudes who's drinking all this service, codeine-laced liquor and cough syrup and all that stuff, they're lowering their seizure threshold. And I guess, and now I'm assuming with the whole little Wayne situation, is he's done drank it so much that his seizure threshold is just, it's just off balance now. And then, you know what I mean, with all, I'm pretty sure with all the other drugs he's taken, you know what I mean, it's just a matter of time before he gets in a seizure and can't come out.
And on top of that, he's taking seizure medicine. So he's probably taking and drinking all the other crap on top of it.
Well, he said they just put him on seizure medication, right? I don't think he was been on it before. But
the first time,
I saw the things. Go ahead.
The first time, the first time he ever had them, not this past week, but back in like, a couple months ago, 3-4 months ago, when I think like after Rick Ross had his or something like that, they put him on seizure medicine because he did an interview, and he said he was on seizure medicine. And I guess, you know, on top of that, taking that and drinking that crap.
Maybe somebody got him. Like I told y'all last week, Billionaire Brown brought it up to y'all last week. He might have talked all that trash about Chris Bosh. You know, Chris Bosh might have got him, son. That money long. You never know. What's up?
Could be the Illuminati, man. He probably about to come forth and tell about the Illuminati, and they got his ass.
Man, that kid can barely speak English. He can't even spell Illuminati.
Oh, man.
All right. So we got on that. I got. We only got about 8 minutes left, so I got to definitely make sure I get time to get my sponsors in, especially since we got the amazing Billionaire Brown. Yo, Billionaire Brown, I also meant to tell you, I got the bracelet you sent in. Thanks. I got to send them out to my co-host. I need to get a couple more for you because we're going to do some giveaways probably next week. Got a major announcement coming up this week. I can't tell y'all, can't tell you the folks yet, but it should be a major for the show, a big upgrade for the show. So make sure y'all keep tuning in every night for that. Another topic I want to get to. Did y'all hear about the casino heist that just went down in Australia? $33 million, and they got away with it. Can you believe it? Some of the most simple stuff. It was really on some Ocean's 11 type stuff. It was in Australia. Apparently, this casino is so famous for having what they call big whales come in. People spend a whole lot of money. They send jets all over to go get people to bring them to Australia to gamble, put them up in a hotel. They have these people who literally stay with the whale, quote-unquote, family to entertain them while the dude gambles. Well, apparently, one of these whales, they won't release the name, set it up so that his man, on some old NASA-type stuff, hacked into the security cameras, and instead of trying to actually steal money like out the vault or anything, he was using the HD security cameras in the casino to look at other people's hands.
Wow.
And with a small microphone in a dude's ear, was just telling them the best hand to play, walked out with $33 million.
Wow.
Man!
Wow.
That's gangster. And
yeah,
they said
crazy.
That, you know what I mean, they can't arrest him because he already left with it. So they said they're trying to find him. But the funny thing is, on some real Ocean's 11 type stuff, the guy who was in charge of looking after his family said he lost the family. He has no idea where the family's at. First thing y'all buying with $33 million. Billionaire Brown, what you doing with $33
million? $33 million, the first thing I'm going to buy is a lawyer.
You're going to set up a big retainer, huh? You have that man on the table on your Becky call, huh?
That's the first thing, man.
Hey,
make extra money. What you got? $33 million. You just walked out the casino, $33 million. You watching the fountains go up on the Bellagio like in the movies. What you getting?
Yo, I'm doing two chicks at the same time, man. Nah, I think I'm
going to... That's it? That's what you going to get?
Nah,
you going to
see
what's better than $50, you cheap bastard?
I'm definitely going to pay off a house. I'll pay off all bills. Bills, house, car. You know what I'm saying, and live a life, yo. Then put some away. Then I'll probably take Billionaire Brown, yo. Give me a lawyer so I can secure some of that money so he can keep working for me.
Yeah, what about you, Mr. Righteous Man? What you going to buy? You probably going to buy the whole Bibliotheca of Qurans knowing you.
Man, I'm going to get out of here, man. I'm going to pay off all my daggone bills. Then I'm going to get me an investment group and go buy the Supersonics, man. Bring them back into the NBA, yo.
Oh, yeah?
You going to go buy the Supersonics? Ain't they,
yes,
ain't they in Oklahoma City?
The team is still in Seattle. I mean, they changed their name, so the Supersonics is still there, yo. They ain't nobody own them, yo.
Yo, dog, I don't think you can buy an NBA franchise team for $33 million. I have a funny feeling they're a lot more expensive.
I said I will get an investors group, myself and a couple other people, put their money together, and then we're going to buy the Supersonics. I ain't say I'm going to do it myself. It's an investors group, yo. That's how they do it, man. Not too many people, Mark Cuban, yo, but most people get investors groups and they put their money together and then they buy teams.
Yeah. I think I'm buying me an In-N-Out burger so I can eat free for the rest of my life.
Veggie burgers, right? And turkey
burgers,
right?
If you think about it, you know, you buy yourself a restaurant, you'll never go hungry.
Oh, shit.
Unless you're broke.
You lose the money while you're doing it, while you're topping your meals.
Right, and half his own supply.
That's why I'm overpricing y'all on my quiches, yo. Be like Chef Troy Ellis in the famous quiches, yo.
Yeah.
I only got a couple more minutes left. Got about 3 minutes left to talk about. Look, just real quick, yo. What's up with these sinkholes? Did y'all hear about the golfer that fell in the sinkhole last week?
Yeah,
how
man.
crazy was that?
That was on some old Michael Jordan type stuff when homeboy got sucked into the hole.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with these dudes with this stuff, you know.
Yeah, man, it's real funny now because every time I go in my backyard, I be real light footed, man. You just never know when you're going down, man. I don't even know how you get out of that thing.
Right. Well, what I think it is, it's probably because you remember this is all dirt, so it's probably like the water level's probably rising a little bit, and it's probably just soiling and soaking up all that mud, and it's turning to mud, and it's just dropping, yo.
Hey, what, you a geologist now?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, man. It's a possibility, man. You never know, yo.
I think it's them joint tremors, yo. Stuff coming up and eating, yo. But all right, man. That's about our time, man. We ain't got much time left. Good thing there, Brian. You want to say anything to the people?
Yeah, I mean, I got a quick joke real quick that I heard this week. I can share it real quick if that's cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, fantastic. So I actually heard this. Y'all know Anderson Silva, the UFC fighter, but one of his trainers told this story. It was kind of funny. He told it to him in this documentary I was watching. He said that there was a bird that was flying, and the bird flew to, you know, some cold, freezing place. Let's say it was like Alaska or Antarctica. And the bird got there, but when it got to this place that it was flying to, it actually froze to death. Now, when it froze to death, guess what happened? A cow walked by, and it took a dump. Like, it took a crap on the bird. Long story short, the bird was resurrected. It came back to life. And once it came back to life, it started chirping or whatever. As it started chirping, a cat passed by, heard it chirping, and it started pulling away all the crap from where the cow, you know, crapped on the bird. So it started just pulling away all the crap and seeing what was chirping. So once it pulled away all the crap, it found out there was a live bird right there. The cat ate the bird. So the moral... The moral of the story is that not every time that somebody takes a crap on you, is it your friend. And not every time that someone takes the crap off of you, is it your enemy. And that's a story that, you know, Anderson Silva's trainer told him as he was preparing for a big, big fight. Back over to you.
Hey, dude, bro, it's so many questions I got to ask with that story. How the hell was there a cow in an article of a bird frozen to death? A great story. Thank you all for the call. Thank you for my co-host, man. Thank you for Billionaire Brown to call in and sharing such a wonderful joke. Go get that book, The Real Silver Dollar. Go holler at Marisol Johnson, insurance.com, choicetaste.com, stick to a fitness.com. That's my time, folks. Holler at y'all tomorrow night. Boom!